Hello and welcome to Big Hearted Boundaries, a course on sustainable caring for helping professionals. This week we're working on boundary foundations. As I was preparing for the week, I thought I'd share my own journey into boundaries, which really started at a young age, probably even before I know. So I began working in the helping profession when I was 18 years old. And along the way, I think I've done all the hardest things, at least according to psychology. I did night shifts, and then even harder on our bodies than that, I did shift work. At the same time that I was doing shift work, I was doing several jobs at once, so my energy was going to a lot of different places, so a lot of mental energy. I found myself taking really hard cases and positions with little to no support, just kind of the nature of the human services. And in these positions that I was in, I really think I tried to make myself into the superhero and then got mad at myself for not doing enough. So this would happen a number of times over the years. And of course, I would have enough awareness to catch it, reset, and start again. Catch it, reset, and start again. It was like I knew something needed to change, but I just wasn't ready to change it drastically. So I was in the process of dealing with a particularly challenging work situation when my body finally said stop. Just to back up a bit, I'd had migraines since I was a teenager, but it was usually only once every few months, if that. And usually I could deal with it by taking like an over-the-counter painkiller and just going into a dark room. But in the month leading up to my last day of work, I would start to get these migraines more and more often. It was getting worse. And by the time 3 p.m. hit, I was almost always in pain. So the only thing I could do was just to get home as quickly as possible, close my eyes, and shut out the world. Now, unfortunately, the signs of stress I was noticing didn't go away once I left the building or once I left that job. The chronic stress I'd been dealing with over the years, along with the acute stress of that situation, was really too much for my body to handle. Now, at the same time all of this was happening, I just started seeing someone new, my now husband, and the pain I was in really overtook those early days of our relationship. My most vivid memories of that time were ones where he would sit beside me as I cried in the bathtub or held me while I lay in a basement room, unable to string together more than a few words. I remember he would whisper to me. I listened to a lot of mindfulness apps at the time, and he got really used to the sort of tone and the types of things they would say. So him not being a psychologist or into that kind of thing at all, he would pick up the sort of things that you should say. And so he would tell me these stories in the most soothing voice he could muster, using some of that language until at last my body would let me sleep. I started getting these migraines more and more often, even on days when I was trying to take care of myself. Obviously, I was if I was listening to mindfulness apps all the time and laying in the bath. Now, this progressed to a point where I was dealing with high-intensity pain on a daily basis. Some mornings, I'd wake up and just be grateful to be free of the pain for a little while. But other times, I'd feel the pressure of time, like the weight on my chest. I knew I only had so much of it before the pain returned. And pain like that, it loomed over me for more than a year. Day after day, I was bracing against it. And I'm sure you can imagine what happens when you brace against pain. You know, your body tightens up. It becomes this pervasive thing. and simply trying to manage it became so consuming that it didn't take long before despair and hopelessness started to flood in. It felt like I had really limited options, and the only thing I could do was drastically change my life, which I did. I significantly decreased the amount of time that I was working. I changed the hours I was in the office because the pain was so much worse in the evening. And I tried so many different things. I was doing yoga, I was doing meditation and then mindfulness. I tried biofeedback. I was walking all the time, doing therapeutic massage every, I think, 2 weeks at the time. And I was really selective about what I did take on because I knew that I might only have a few hours each day to focus on something other than manage my pain. And I feel like there's probably other things I tried in there that I could add to the list. Anyone who lives with chronic pain knows that you just try everything to get through it. Now, I can fast forward about a decade and my health is a lot better, but I know that I'll never be able or willing to take on as much as I used to. And this is different than just tacking on one yoga class at the end of a hectic week. Life really had to change for me. Like so many of my clients, I've had to figure out boundaries in my family, my friendships, in parenting, you know, obviously work, basically every aspect of life you could imagine. So I know I'm not alone in this. And at the same time, as you work through these weeks, I anticipate there will be times when it feels uncomfortable, frustrating, difficult, more pain than it's worth. And I just want you to know that that's all normal. Part of this process is that even though the pain you're in is already so tough, part of setting boundaries can sometimes lead to more questions than answers. So as you go through these next weeks, I do invite you to trust that it's okay to not have all the answers. I invite you to know that we're building meaning, and that can look like an unfolding of layers rather than one aha moment. But of course, whenever we start down a difficult path, it can be helpful to get really clear on why we're doing it. I had a pretty clear why. I would do anything to get out of the pain. Other people, it might be because they don't want resentment to eat at their relationships. They're just so exhausted. They can see a track that they're on that's not good. They want to have more energy in their lives. You know, thinking about what is it for each of us, and not why other people think we should do it, but what is it for us that really drives us to do the difficult work of change? Because, yeah, it is difficult to change. And so I'm going to take us through a bit of an exercise to help each of you get in touch with that part of yourself that knows why you're doing this. I'm going to invite each of you to take a moment now to get comfortable in your seats and turn your attention inward. You can do this with your eyes open or closed, whatever's most comfortable for you. And I'd like you to connect with that part of you deep inside that wants to do this work on boundaries now. The part of you that knows the time is right, that knows this path is the one for you. It may be the part of you that's sick and tired and had to put your health as a priority. It may be the part of you that wants to keep giving to the people you love or work with and doesn't want to risk losing that. It may be the part of you that desires more energy, enthusiasm, and hope. Connect in with that part of yourself now. Notice what happens in your body as you connect in with that part of yourself. Notice how you hold this truth. What is the emotion that tells you this is right? This journey that I'm on. What are the sensations associated with that? That this is the right place for you to be. Is there a feeling of being settled, relaxed, or at ease? Perhaps there's a warmth, lightness, or solid feeling. Take the time to simply feel into this part of yourself and its wisdom. When you're ready, you can take out a journal and write down a few words about what came to you. We're going to let this be our guide in the weeks that follow.